Technical difficulties?
He's pretty much overcome that.
We're all set?
It's a big liability, anyway.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Is it on? Okay.
It's on now? There.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, thank you everybody for coming out. My name's Mahogany Thomas. I'm a U.S. probation officer and the founder of the Battle of the Badges blood drive. We are entering our ninth year, the largest blood drive in the nation. The campaign is officially starting January 19th through February 20th. You can always visit our website to find more information about the blood drive, and that's www.redcrossblood.org/SoCal. And we're very excited to have our Southern California's chiefs that are here. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
My name is Jerry Austell Hernandez with the American Red Cross Blood Services, and I have the opportunity to work hand-in-hand with Mahogany on this special campaign. It is in its ninth annual campaign, and I'm happy to report that our goal is to collect at least 5,000 units of blood to help our community hospitals whom we support. That's about 160 hospitals. And can you imagine all the patients that benefit from it? And we are so honored to have these amazing leaders here that stand before us today. We have Chief Ralph Terrazas with the Los Angeles Fire Department. We have Chief Charlie Beck with our Los Angeles Police Department. And then we have someone familiar to you, you've seen with the Long Beach Police Department. It's Sheriff Jim McDonald with Los Angeles Sheriff's Department.
We also have Chief U.S. Probation Officer Michelle Carey and also Jerry Barrios of the American Red Cross. So we'll hand it over to them.
Ralph, come on. You're the firefighter. You're going first.
Okay. Since I'm out.
We'll come and get you.
All right. Thank you, Chief. Thank you for your support. Since I'm outnumbered by my law enforcement brothers, I am going to go first and throw out the challenge. This is the Battle of the Badges blood drive. I have some firefighters behind me donating blood. I don't see any police officers right now or sheriffs
already,
donating blood.
Already did it.
So I do throw out the challenge. This is a great opportunity. I'm a lifelong blood donor. It truly is the gift of life, and I'm very happy to have the Los Angeles Fire Department participate in this great program. Thank you.
I'm Charlie Beck, Chief of Los Angeles Police Department. We are absolutely thrilled to be involved in this. This saves lives. Every year, Los Angeles police officers give thousands of units of blood, and we're going to replicate that again this year. It's so important because it not only saves lives, but it connects all of us together. You know, all of us struggle with our existence, and the gift of life to another is such a great thing. And I will remind you that you never know when you're going to be on the receiving end of some of these donations, and having a little goodwill in the bank goes a long way. Modesty prevents me from saying who won this battle last year. Well, I'm turning over a new leaf. but we look forward to not just the competition, but more importantly, generating blood supplies for the entire region. Jimmy.
Thanks, Charlie. And thank you all. This is an honor to be able to be here for such an important cause. And as you can see, it is a very friendly competition with great outcomes for everybody involved. The men and women of public safety come together to do this above and beyond their normal duties and take great pride and privilege in being able to contribute back to the community. During the winter months, it's particularly challenging for obtaining platelet donations because of the busy holiday season. So we urge our own public safety personnel, as well as members of the community, come out and give us a meaningful donation, something for the holiday season you can be proud of. As you know, blood is a perishable product, and there's always a need. Every 2 seconds, a patient in the United States needs blood. All blood types, especially those with O negative, A negative, and B negative, are needed now to be able to help maintain a stable blood supply. So if you would, find it in your heart, come out, call the Red Cross, make an appointment, and come down and be able to give some blood to help others throughout the holiday season and beyond. Thank you very much.
So the question is, have the three of you given, or are you giving today?
We will. Yeah, we were concerned how they were going to score it, so we're going back to give it to at the sheriff's.
Thanks. I'm Jared Barrios. I'm the CEO for the L.A. Region Red Cross. Thank you all for being here. Thank you, Chief. Thank you, Chief, and thank you, Sheriff. This competition will save lives. 40,000 pints of blood have been collected since the beginning of the battle of the badges. It's 120,000 lives affected, touched, helped by the generosity of our fire and law enforcement here in the Los Angeles region, and we're grateful for that. Why do we do this in the wintertime? Why do we do this in the holiday season? You see, many schools are out of session. Many companies have many employees on vacation. This is the time of the year when we don't have, we aren't able to collect our regular supply of blood. We aren't able to schedule those events. We aren't able to rely on the generosity of donors throughout the region. Our law enforcement, our fire have stepped forward and scheduled this battle, friendly competition, this time of year, because this is when the need is greatest. You don't have to be in law enforcement or a firefighter to give blood. If you want to give blood, just go to redcross.org. You can give blood by signing up. But this day, today, we are celebrating our law enforcement and fire partners who are giving lives by saving lives today and over the next several months. I think we have until February 20th will be the terminus date. So between now and then, please give. Firefighters and Sheriff, I have to concede that Sheriff Beck, or that Chief Beck is correct. Last year's winner, and they're, I think you're all off to a clean slate now. We want you guys, we have a new chief and a new sheriff. All of us are going to commit forward, and it'll be great to see who wins this year's Battle of the Badges.
There's one person that I would like to introduce, and it's Sergeant Tim Colomy with LAPD SWAT. He is one amazing individual. Not only is he part of the elite team for Baker to Vegas, but he's also a recipient of blood. And I want all of you to know how easy it is to donate blood with everything that he's been through, so many different challenging things in his life. He still gives today, and he helps us to promote that throughout the department and in the community. Sergeant Tim Colomy.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for giving me this moment to talk to you real quick. They talked about the 40,000 units of blood that's been raised. Well, and the chief was talking about who receives it, and I'm one of the people that received it. And without it, I wouldn't be here today, without a doubt. And it was back in 1997. I was chasing a guy down in South Central with a gun. I was hit by a drunk driver, and my injuries were pretty severe. I wasn't supposed to make it, and at the time, my fellow brothers and sisters from the fire department at scene definitely saved my life. I was taken to a great hospital, St. Francis Hospital, and I had the best of the best doctors work on me, and gave me a chance to be where I am here today. But without blood, the heroic actions of the fire department, the heroic actions of my partners that helped cover my body that day so I didn't get hurt anymore, the great doctors that were there that helped put me back together, I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't have been able to do. I was told I would never run again. I would never walk again. I would never work on this job again. I'd have permanent brain damage. I had brain surgery amongst other 13, 14, 15 plus surgeries internally. And because of that blood that day, and because someone cared out there, someone gave up 30 minutes of their day to give blood, A positive blood, I used a lot of that blood. And I've been able to achieve so much. I've been able to go on and have a family. I've been able to give back to the department. I've been able to achieve a position on the department that I consider one of the most elite positions as a SWAT sergeant, and did stuff with my body that I never would have had the opportunity to prove to my doctors and others that I could do it. So we're very competitive, although I stand here with my brothers and sisters of both the fire department and the sheriffs. That competition means a lot to me, just as much as the Baker to Vegas competition, the Battle of the Badges, and if our chief has anything to do with it, again, this year we will win again. I will be out there giving blood. I do give blood every 56 days. I'm in there, and unfortunately, I didn't do it prior to that date, May 17th, 1997. But I sure the heck do give every single 56 days after that date, and I'm very thankful. Thankful for the Red Cross for everything they've done for me.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So our closing remarks is to invite all of you. It's not only for our law enforcement and other agencies associated with badge-wearing personnel. It's open to the community. It's an opportunity for us to celebrate life. It doesn't cost anything. It does cost a little bit of your time. But think about the lives that you save. That one pint of blood can go to help save the lives of up to three people. And you never know when it will be you or someone in your family that may need it. So let's practice and celebrate our good health and share it with others. Mahogany?
Hit the website again.
And that website is redcrossblood.org/badge.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, very good. Thank you, guys. Thank you all for being here.